Hello and welcome to the Positive Switch podcast. I want to use this platform to share positive experiences and inspire individuals to make the connection I made a few years ago. One change is all it took to trigger a major shift in my life, and I want to help you turn on the switch that will light up yours. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to this first episode of the Positive Switch podcast. This one is going to be more of an introduction to myself and my journey. And one quick note I want to make is that along the podcast, I will always try to be very true to myself and share with you just authentic experiences that I went through or that I'm still going through, and that really enabled me to grow as a person. So first, let's get into the topic. Which connection am I talking about in the title of this first episode? And it is veganism. So for those of you who don't have any clue what veganism is, it's basically the fact of first causing the least harm as possible on this planet. And this is possible and made possible in different ways, but the main one being through our diet and our lifestyle. So let me give you some precisions. First, that means that your diet does not consist of any animal products. So we just refuse, now that I've been living vegan for quite a while, I don't really like using the word to refuse something. For me, it's more about opting for something that doesn't cause unnecessary harm. So it's not refusing animal products, it's just that doesn't make sense for me to be consuming products that would potentially cause harm and need someone to be killed for me to have a couple of seconds of taste pleasure. So that's the quick definition of veganism I would give, and then you push it through your, you just apply it generally in your life by embodying values such as love, peace, and compassion and respect to all different living beings, whether it be human beings or animals. It's just entering in that state of being in alignment with your values. So here is like my story and how it began, how I made this connection. So in 2014, as I was studying in Germany and living abroad for the first time, just by myself and away from my parents, it was very just an appropriate setting where I was living alone, and I didn't really have all the types of influences, social influences that you have from your friends and family when you live at home. So being away just allowed me to discover myself and also to discover new sources of information that didn't come from that close relationships. And so I came across on YouTube this speech from Gary Yourofsky, which is called The Most Important Speech You Will Ever Hear. I'm not really familiar with Anchor yet, so I don't know if there's like show notes where you can post different links that you guys can check out after the podcast, but I will try to find this. So this speech, basically, Gary Yourofsky brought up a lot of very fascinating facts most of them being totally new to me. I just discovered different types of information about animals and about human beings in general, and how we should maybe question the way our bodies are made, and if we are in the first place meant to be eating animal products. And I never questioned that in my entire life, because, you know, it's just the way it's been, the way it's the way we've done it. So if you trust your parents, if you trust the society you live in, and if you trust everything you've been taught, how can you potentially question your habits? And yeah, just looking backward now, I just think it's just so obvious that we have to question so many things in our life. But I guess I wasn't ready for that change yet. I wasn't open, and I wasn't properly informed. So that's where, you know, getting a broad spectrum of various information is very important and is essential to grow as individuals with beliefs of our own, and just to grow with stronger opinions. But yeah, coming back to the speech, there was this part during his speech on the video that you can see on YouTube, where he showed some clips about the standard practices in animal industries. Some being, as far as I can remember, some of them were like how the male chicks are being shredded alive in the egg industry. So if you don't know, that's a common practice, whether it's free range, organic eggs, it doesn't matter, because the male chicks are not able to lay eggs. They represent waste for these industries because they cannot make any profit from them. So they will be just shredded alive on their first day of just being born. So of course that was something new and quite shocking for me to take in. And as I watched this footage, I felt a wide range of emotions, going from anger to disgust and sadness and despair. And I just felt deeply inside of me, I have to do something about this. What can I do? How come I didn't know this was happening? I felt like I had been lied to my whole life. I felt I had been betrayed in some way, betrayed by society, because I felt I hadn't been told the truth during my whole life. And yes, I think when you're growing, you're becoming an adult, and eventually you come across that kind of video on YouTube, and that's where you feel like, wow, I'm ending my adolescence, I'm becoming an adult, and only now am I receiving this information. So I will deal with how you react to that sudden change and how you react to that sudden information, maybe in another episode. But yes, I think what is very important to note here is that in my eyes, we are very much shaped by influences and conditioned by society's norms and beliefs. So as we grow older, and from our adolescence onward, we get disconnected. I think when we're born, when we are babies, we have this natural state of compassion and love toward any living being on this planet. And just as Gary Yourofsky uses this example in his video, which I think is a very good argument, just to show how disconnected we became growing and being raised by our parents and just being influenced by society in general, if you would give an apple and a rabbit to a little kid, a toddler, do you think that the toddler would play with the apple and eat the rabbit, or the other way around? And I have, most of the people I've asked this question to answered, well, I would play with the rabbit and eat the apple. It's just so obvious. And that's how I get people to see how disconnected we've become over the years of influence, over the years of conditioning, and over the years of traditions and culture being forced into our heads without us noticing. And I'm not meaning conditioning necessarily in a bad, evil way. I think it's just, you know, a vicious circle, and people are not really aware that they're being conditioned, and they're not even aware that they are conditioning people as well, because what we do is we just follow habits. And when you raise your kids, you just want to teach them what you've been taught. So we're not consciously giving, we're not consciously conditioning our kids or our friends, whoever this might apply to. But our behaviors turn into habits. And I think we don't, as we grow, we don't question where our food comes from and how it is made and what impact could it potentially have on our health, on the planet. And most of all, it doesn't really cross our minds that our food could involve a victim. And as a matter of fact, several victims, millions, billions of victims every year. So my point here is that as an individual, we only have the power to change a situation if we are aware of it. And from that moment on, we can make informed decisions. And that's what this speech did for me. It opened my eyes, but most importantly, it opened my heart, which one had been narrowed down to loving human beings and pets, because that's all I had ever known from growing up. I grew up with, from when I was 3 years old until I was 20 years old, so in total that's 17 years, I grew up with my pet, my little dog, who was a little Yorkshire, and his name was Niji. And when he died, I felt like I had lost a brother. I felt like I had lost a friend, a father, a cousin. It's just, I felt that loss because I had made the connection with him as an individual, as a living being. And when you think about it, and that's a question I often ask to people on the street when I raise awareness about the animal exploitation. I ask people, when you think about it, and it's very sad, but the rare times, well, actually, depending on most of the time that you will encounter a pig or a hen, a cow, will be under the form of a piece of flesh on your plate, or an egg, or in a glass of milk. That's when we get to meet the victims. And therefore, we never make the connection, because what is on our plate is not even looking like a living being anymore. So it's very heartbreaking that during our life, maybe some people might visit some farms, and when we are in school and we go on some school trip and we go on the farm and meet all these farm animals, but all, that's quite rare. And otherwise, we just go about in our life, and we don't go in nature and make connection with animals. So yeah, I think it's very interesting to see that people are missing that connection, and they don't really see what's on their plate as an animal, because the industries that work to make the final product being here a piece of corpse, the piece of a dead body, those industries, the marketing, everything that goes around it, that goes around it, all that's involved in the process of shaping that product, is, you know, very thoroughly thought, so that people don't make the connection, so that it just looks like a very sleek, very clean piece of flesh or whatever. But one question I also ask people if you were being served like a whole, the head of a cow or the head of a chicken, if in your product package, if you had any eyes that were left there, if you had the ears of the pigs that were in your package, like how would you react? That's where you would actually click and think, just realize, oh my God, that's what I'm eating. And for me, it took that video and so the speech from Gary Yourofsky, and yeah, some more videos to make the connection. I actually, it took me quite a while to be transitioning. I was eating a fully plant-based diet at home and didn't buy any dairy products, eggs or meat. But when I was going out and hanging out with friends and family, I could end up buying a piece of cake or some cookies, and not really thinking, is there any egg or dairy in there? So I was still in the process of finding why I was doing this, and I hadn't fully made the connection yet. And at some point, I just realized that from that speech from Gary Yourofsky on, I just thought back to the emotions I felt when I first discovered this injustice. And one day I decided that I wanted to make sense. I wanted to be in alignment with what I thought to be right. And as a consequence, I wanted my actions to reflect my values. So in 2016, from one day to another, I decided I never want to buy any animal product again. I never want to consume any. I never want to wear leather again, or whatever that had involved the suffering and the miserable life and the terrible death of an individual. So I said that's how I made the connection and the process that it took. But I guess for me to really get more interested in the plant-based diet is when I was transitioning being vegetarian, I had some digestive problem that became quite severe, and I tried anything. I had this medication that I was taking, it was quite natural. It was some kind of powder with psyllium in it. Psyllium being, it's kind of from a flower, like it's not really like petals, but it just gets into this powder and you just drink it and it gets a very gelatinous, like a sort of jelly texture, a bit like chia seed and flax seeds, which are also good for digestion. So psyllium, I guess, would be part of those plants. And I was taking this medication and it would help my problems. But I thought to myself, I don't want to be depending on something to take every day of my life for my digestion to be fine. I want to be off medication. I don't want to, to be depending on something. I want to do something about it myself, because I felt deep down there must be something I can do myself to change this. And right after I saw the speech from Gary Yourofsky, that's where I started just, eating vegan, eating plant-based at home. And within 1 week of eating like this, I got rid of those digestive issues. And for me, that was one quite obvious effect and positive aspect of what first was a diet for me. And then it evolved into this very ethical lifestyle that that progressively opened new doors and just welcomed new opportunities into my life. And I will deal more with what kind of opportunities veganism brought into my life in an other episode. But I think I'm gonna close that one. That's all about the beginning of this journey and how I made this connection that animals are not here in any way to serve us, like any other individual, other living beings are not here to serve us. I think deeply down that we are all supposed to live here all together in harmony and thriving with each other, but nobody is meant to serve us, or we're not meant to use anyone. We're just here to live together and to make the best of this life experience together. So I wish you a very nice rest of your day, and I hope this first episode maybe brought some interest and triggered some inspiration for you. Bye.